时代在走，税务要懂。EY 税务轻松聊，剖析台湾最新税务法规，探索国际税务脉动。跟着 EY 税务轻松聊，轻轻松松掌握税务大小事。
嗨，大家好，欢迎来到 EY 税务轻松聊。我是安永联合会计师事务所国际级并购重组税务咨询服务的职业会计师林怡贤。今天的 podcast 很特别哦，我们邀请到从新加坡来访的安永美国亚太区美国税务服务协理 Carter Wood 一起来参加本集的节目。 Hi Carter, could you kindly offer a greeting to our listeners?
Yes, hi Yixian. Hi everybody, my name is Carter Wood and I'm a director in EY's Global Incentives Innovation and Location Services team. I focus on working with our Asia Pacific clients that are doing new investments into the U.S., and help them from a site selection and federal, state, and local incentive standpoint. I have been with EY for about 13 years now, and formerly was with a government agency, so excited to be here to talk about some of the recent updates with federal incentives.
今天的对谈我们会用英文沟通，但是每个主题结束后会提供中文翻译，让大家能快速吸收。 U.S.-Taiwan Expedited Double Taxation Relief Act will be passed by Congress in 2024. It's a landmark legislation that aims to eliminate double taxation and promote bilateral economy and trade relationships. Besides, we have heard that the U.S. government is continuously offering multiple tax incentives to global investors for attracting them to expand the USA investment. In this episode, we can explore a little more about the tax incentive that the USA government offers so Taiwanese business can have a better insight to doing business in the U.S.
Yes, of course. The U.S. has a very complex and dynamic tax system, which is a little bit different than many countries. It has a lot of different rules and rates at the federal, state, and local level. However, there are also various tax credits and deductions that can help reduce the tax burden and encourage certain activities through multiple levels of tax incentives. We will discuss some of the most relevant and beneficial tax incentives for Taiwanese taxpayers, such as the hot topics like the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, or what is called the IIJA, and the Inflation Reduction Act, or the IRA, and then the U.S. CHIPS and Science Act. Also, we can discuss high level, how to claim these incentives, and what are some of the eligibility criteria and limitations. So don't miss the opportunity to learn more about the U.S. tax incentives and how they can help you grow your business and save money.
Yes, saving money is a critical consideration when Taiwan business is considering their investment in the U.S. Bring a good motivation for them to apply with the U.S. government. How about that? Let's talk about Inflation Reduction Act first. They are Taiwan business from EV, electronic vehicle, and green industry interest in investing the U.S.
Yes, the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, is really a landmark piece of legislation that was passed in 2022 that aims to stimulate the U.S. economy by creating jobs and combating climate change by investing in clean energy and infrastructure. The U.S. government plans to spend over $280 billion in sustainability-related tax credits, which have been budgeted through the U.S. Congress and will be awarded through 2032. And over $65 billion, in addition to those tax credits, are related to sustainability grant funding. One unique aspect of the IRA is that many of the tax credits can be monetized through either what is called the direct pay election or by selling the credits to an unrelated third party. This means that if a taxpayer qualifies for a credit but has no federal income tax liability, then they can essentially turn the credits into a cash value. But let us talk about the tax credits for advanced manufacturing, as this is a high interest for many of our clients. Under Section 48C, which is an investment tax credit, the IRA offers a competitive tax credit for advanced energy projects that a taxpayer must apply through the U.S. Department of Energy. These projects that use or manufacture certain types of energy property, for example, solar, wind, geothermal, fuel cell, battery, carbon capture, and biofuel technologies, can be incentivized through this competitive program. The credit under the Section 48C program is equal to a percentage of the qualified investment in the eligible property that is a part of the project. The base percentage is 6%, but the credit can go up to 30% if the project meets certain requirements related to prevailing wage and apprenticeship program requirements during the construction of the project. So not the actual operation, but the construction. Awardees get up to 2 years from the date of approval to complete certification requirements under the program and up to an additional 2 years to place the project in service. The benefits of getting an allocation are significant. The credits can reduce the tax liability of the taxpayer by up to 30% of the qualified investment, but as mentioned earlier, can lower the cost of the capital and increase the return on investment. These credits can also enhance the attractiveness of the project to potential investors, lenders, and partners who may be willing to provide financing or support due to the additional ROI.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this valuable information with us. Let us pause for translation and discuss on another section under IRA that we think Taiwan business may also interest with later.IRA 是个指标性的立法，美国政府将花费超过2800亿美元的税额扣抵 tax credit， 即投入超过650亿美元的补助金，目的是鼓励跟再生能源或其他制造相关的产业48C的先进能源项目投资税额扣抵，适用对象主要包括生产减排技术所建的设施，符合相关要求者可以享受 6% 的税额扣抵率，最高可以到达 30% 的扣抵率。需要注意的是，想要申请的企业经过事前申请核准后，需2年内完成建设及验证。 Okay, we want to talk about another tax credit that is related to Section 48C credit but has some different features and benefits. This is Section 45X credit, which is a production tax credit for advanced manufacturing of energy components and critical minerals in the U.S. Carter, can you tell us more about what this credit is and how it works?
Sure, Yishun. The Section 45X production tax credit provides a tax credit for the production and sale of certain eligible components and critical minerals that are used in various energy technologies and products. Mm-hmm.The credit is available for the sale of each eligible component produced and sold by the taxpayer to an unrelated third party during the periods from 2023 to 2032. Mm-hmm. Here we want to highlight that only production in the U.S. or possession of the U.S., U.S. territory will be considered eligible for the tax credit. Additionally, the credit rate varies depending on the component or mineral produced, and it ranges from 4 cents to $12 per unit of measurement. For example, photovoltaic wafer production qualifies for a credit equal to $12 per square meter produced a year.
That sounds very attractive. How can Taiwanese taxpayer qualify for this credit?
Well, the credit is not available to everyone. It is subject to certain eligibility requirements and limitations.First, the taxpayer must produce and sell eligible components or critical minerals as defined in Section 45X of the U.S. Tax Code. The IRS has issued guidance that lists the specific components and minerals that qualify for the credit and the applicable credit rates for each of the components that are eligible. For example, components and minerals include solar energy components, wind energy components, and battery components. Secondly,the taxpayer must sell the eligible components or critical minerals to an unrelated third party. This means that the taxpayer and the buyer must not be treated as a single employer for tax purposes based on certain ownership or control tests. Third, the taxpayer cannot claim a Section 45X tax credit on the same property or the same project that the taxpayer has received a Section 48C tax credit for.This prevents a taxpayer from receiving a double benefit for this on the same property. The taxpayer must choose one or the other depending on which of the programs is more beneficial. However, a taxpayer can claim both credits at the same facility, but just not on the same property or production lines. The Section 45X credit is a statutory production-based incentive, while the Section 48C credit is a highly competitive investment-based incentive.Besides the Section 45X credit, also has the advantage of not requiring additional investment by the taxpayer. Only the production and sale of eligible components or critical minerals qualify. This means that the taxpayer can start claiming the credit as soon as they begin production without having to wait for the property to be placed in service.
I see. This is a valuable information that taxpayer has to weigh them carefully before deciding whether to claim it or not. It's of course that EY can provide service to assist with the valuation on whichever is more beneficial to the client. Let us pause and summarize for some for this section. Okay. 在 IRA 中呢，除了规定在48C 条文的税额扣抵，45X 条文所提供的租税优惠也值得一提哦。45X 所提供的是先进制造生产税额扣抵 （production credit）， 适用对象不仅限于再生能源行业，而是与之相关的制造业都可以成为潜在的适用对象，例如光伏电池的制造业者。纳税义务人只要在2023年至2032年期间在美国生产产品并销售与非关系人都可以申请适用，最后获得的扣抵率取决于零件的种类。美国税局已经颁布一张表格供大家来查询，同时税额扣抵不仅可以用于五年期间内扣抵当年的税负，还可以做转让。 Besides IRA, the CHIPS and Science Act or the CHIPS Act once been a hot topic several months ago. And recently, this topic come back to our attention. Carter, can you tell us more about what this act is and why it's important for Taiwanese taxpayers who are involved in the semiconductor industry? And is there any successful story that we can hypothetically share with our listeners?
Sure, Yixin. The CHIPS Act authorizes roughly $39 billion in grant funding and loans for semiconductor and supply chain manufacturing. The CHIPS Act also offers advanced manufacturing investment credit to taxpayers, which provides a 25% credit on qualified investment in a qualified facility. The CHIPS Act has several goals and benefits, both for the U.S. and for Taiwan. The Act aims to boost American semiconductor research, development, and production, ensuring U.S. leadership in the technology that forms the foundation of everything from automobiles to household appliances to defense systems. The global semiconductor shortage over recent years has disrupted various industries and sectors such as automotive, electronics, and healthcare. The CHIPS Act will increase the U.S. domestic supply and availability of semiconductors, reducing the dependence on foreign sources and the vulnerability of to disruption. The CHIPS Act grants will be allocated over three funding rounds. The first funding round, which opened in the fall of last year, was focused on semiconductor fabrication facilities. The second round of funding is focused on semiconductor supply chains, both large and small investments. And then the third and final round of funding will open over the next few months, is actually announced this month in March, and will be focused on semiconductor R&D activities. To talk about some of the success stories, unfortunately, there have really only been three announcements so far of awards, or at least development agreements, that are being worked on with the U.S. Department of Commerce and private industry right now. And those are mainly from the fabrication side. What we see a lot of our clients focused on are in the supply chain, pursuing grants under the CHIPS and Science Act, round two of funding, and we are seeing a lot of success in the supply chain activity. Mm-hmm. What these grants are able to do is to provide up to 15% of the overall investment, as well as provide loans to companies that need this funding in order to move the project forward. And so we are working currently with a number of clients that are able to tap into these grants and are in negotiations and discussions with the U.S. Department of Commerce to finalize some of these grant funding.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. This pre-motivation for Taiwanese taxpayers to re-strategize their global supply chain. Let us pause a summarize for this session. We have talked about several tax incentives today, and they are attracting and having pros and cons respectively. How can Taiwanese taxpayers apply for this credit, and what are the obstacles, or you can say challenging, that they may be aware of? Would you please share some insight about it?
Sure. Some of the incentives under the IRA are statutory, but many are not automatic or guaranteed. They require the taxpayer to meet certain eligibility criteria, comply with certain rules and regulations, and submit certain applications and forms to the relevant authorities. Therefore, the taxpayers should be aware of both tax and non-tax considerations in addition to the required steps for applying so that they do not disqualify their project for incentives and ensure that the benefits are maximized. Firstly, the taxpayer should identify which tax incentive is most suitable and beneficial for their situation. And this is based on their type of business, industry, and even the location of the project. They should compare the features and benefits of different tax incentives, such as the credit rates, the credit period, the credit limitation, and then the direct pay options or transferability options, as well as the recapture risk for each of the available programs. They should also consider the interaction and coordination of different tax incentives in addition to state and local incentives. Secondly, if there are several potential locations to invest, a Taiwan taxpayer may need to understand the political and tax environment of your targeted location. This includes identifying the key variable costs of the jurisdiction, which, for example, can include factors such as human resources, utilities, construction, infrastructure, logistics, taxes, and incentives. Third, and most importantly, the taxpayer should consult with a qualified tax professional who can help them navigate the application process, including preparation of required documentation to comply with rules and regulations of each available program and maximize the benefits of the tax incentives available. Applications for competitive incentives under the IRA in particular are anticipated to require technical feasibility and financial viability information, as well as environmental benefit overviews, job creation commitments, and proof that domestic content in the construction materials were utilized during the construction process. For application-based programs, in particular grants under the CHIPS Act, it is expected that there will be numerous conversations with different governmental entities, such as the Department of Treasury, the Department of Energy, the IRS, and the U.S. Department of Commerce, or potentially other agencies depending on the program involved. It is also important for companies to know that the federal tax credits that have been discussed here today can be claimed in conjunction with traditional state and local incentives, which have historically provided the most benefit to companies with new capital investments in the U.S.
Ooh, wow. It sounds like it is a long process. And the result would be closely linked to the high quality of the full applications and the continuous conversations and discussions to balance the needs and maximize the benefit of Taiwanese taxpayer. 这些租税优惠啊，是需要事前申请的，他们都无法自动适用，所以纳税义务人在申请之前呢，需要多方考虑税务议题跟商业因素。思考的脉络可以大致分成几个步骤，首先要根据企业的业务形态、行业甚至地点，我指的是州，来确定哪种税负奖励最适合，对企业也最有利。其实如果有多个潜在的投资地点呢，则需要了解当地的政治跟税负环境，还有识别其他的变动因素，例如人力资源、公用事业、建设、基础设施、物流、税负和奖励等因素。最后呢，当然也是最重要的一点，是寻求专业人士的帮助，将投资计划更好的呈现在美国政府面前，以能够获得公司最需要的租税优惠措施。 Wow, thank you so much for your time today, Carter, and provide the informative insight. Let me summarize our discussion for our listener to take away, okay? 我们今天介绍了关于 IRA 和 CHIPS and Science Act 这两项法案呢，为想要在美国市场投资或经营的台湾企业提供了很重要的租税优惠资讯，特别是与再生能源和半导体领域相关的产业。由于这些优惠需要纳税义务人符合一定的资格标准，也遵守一定的规则跟法规，并向相关机构提交一定的申请表格，因此我们建议大家可以寻求税务专业人员的协助，他们可以帮助你们厘清复杂和持续变动的美国税务制度，在每个交涉的过程中呢，尽量争取到租税优惠所带来的最大效益。好，我们本集的时间也接近尾声咯，很高兴这次可以跟大家分享投资美国的时候呢，应该要注意的一些重点。 感谢大家的收听 EY 税务轻松聊，我们下周一再见咯。 Thank you Carter.
Thank you everybody. Bye.